This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Dahal and Speaker Ghimire hold meetings to end Parliament deadlock. Prime Minister Dahal to take vote of confidence on May 20. And Russian President Vladimir Putin to participate at China-Russia trade fair in Harbin City of China. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda and Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Ghimire have initiated separate consultations with the leaders of the political parties for ending the gridlock in the parliament. Prime Minister Dahal has called leaders of the parties in the ruling coalition, the CPN-UML, the CPN-Maoist Centre and the Rashtriya Swatantra Party for consultations at Singhadarbar. According to the Prime Minister's secretariat, the discussions are in progress. Similarly, as the Guardian, the Speaker Ghimire has been holding consultations with the leaders and the whips of the ruling and opposition parties from time to time to make the House proceedings regular and resume its work. Spokesman for the Parliament Secretariat, Ikram Giri, said that discussions are on with the political parties regarding operating the Parliament meeting, which is currently in a state of obstruction, and today's meeting has been delayed as the opposition party has sought some time. The meeting of the House of Representatives was scheduled for 11 a.m. while that of the National Assembly is scheduled for 1:15 p.m. today. Meanwhile, the meeting of the opposition parties in the Federal Parliament, including the Nepali Congress, has begun at the Parliament building in New Baneswar this afternoon. It is informed that the meeting is taking place at the chamber of Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba, the parliamentary party leader of the Nepali Congress. The meeting is expected to hold discussions on the issue of forming a common opinion of the opposition parties to initiate to end the current deadlock in the parliament. Presidents and senior leaders of the Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal, the Democratic Samajwadi Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party are attending the meeting. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has written to the Federal Parliament Secretariat for the purpose of taking a vote of confidence from the House of Representatives on May 20. The press advisor to the Speaker, Sekhar Adhikari, said that Prime Minister has written to the Federal Parliament Secretariat to include the agenda of the vote of confidence for me. As per Article 102 of the Constitution of Nepal, Prime Minister should table a motion in HOR for the vote of confidence within 30 days if a political party in a coalition government withdraws its support to the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Dahal is going to take the vote of confidence after the Upendra Yadav-led Janata Samajwadi Party, Nepal, withdrew its support to the Prime Minister on 13th of May after the split in the party. CPN-UML, Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, CPN Unified Socialist and some other political parties in the HOR are the coalition members of the present government formed under the leadership of CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has reiterated the demand for formation of a parliamentary investigation committee. A meeting of the NC parliamentary party held this morning repeated the same demand for the guarantee of security of savings of cooperative depositors, to return the savings of victim depositors and to take action against those involved in cooperative amount embezzlement. The meeting held under the chairmanship of NC President and Parliamentary Party Leader Sherbahadur Deoba reiterated the demand for the formation of the Parliamentary Probe Committee as other political parties in the Federal Parliament also raised the same demand. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has asked the private sector to invest in the country's hydropower sector with confidence, stating that an agreement has been signed with India to export 10,000 megawatts of power from Nepal in a decade. Addressing the 22nd Annual General Assembly of Independent Power Producers Association Nepal, IPPAN, here today, Prime Minister said that the movement to export 10,000 megawatts of power will be a historical achievement for the country's journey to prosperity. Prime Minister Dahal stated that Nepal has signed the long-term agreement with neighboring country India for the export of 10,000 megawatts of electricity in 10 years. Likewise, power trade will be done with Bangladesh via India's transmission line. Prime Minister Dahal further stated that this is a historic success in terms of commitment to prosperity journey and campaign not only in the area of Nepal's hydroelectricity sector. President Ramchandra Podel inaugurated the 16th All Nepal Lawyers National Conference here today. President Podel inaugurated the 3-day conference at Nepal Academy Kamladi Kathmandu amid a function today. The conference is organized under the banner of Competent Lawyers, Decent Bar Restructuring of the Judiciary is the Basis for Strengthening Democracy. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, Chief Justice Biswamar Prasad Shrestha, justices and advocates were present at the opening ceremony. According to the Nepal Bar Association, about 7,000 lawyers from across the country will participate in the conference, which runs till May 19. A total of Rs. 21 billion in revenue was collected in the first 10 months of the current fiscal year in Nawalparasi, Bardaghat, Sustapurva. According to the District Treasury Office, the officers under the federal and the provincial governments collected the amount. Information officer of the office, Jeet Narayan Mahato, said that the federal government would receive Rs. 20.5 billion from the total amount of the revenue collected in the district. In comparison, Rs. 452 million would be deposited in the treasury of the Gandaki province government. Mahato shared that the Inland Revenue Office Basin, Kawasoti, collected Rs. 20.33 billion in revenue during the period. A food and handicraft fair is to be organized in Tamil to promote tourism. The Tamil Tourism Development Council is organizing the fair in Tamil on May 18. Council's General Secretary Razi Pandey said that the fair will begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday and will continue till 10 in the night. The fair will offer varieties of cuisines and handicraft items to lure domestic and international tourists there. Secretary Pandey further shared that as many as 30 stalls will be kept in the fair, including cultural shows. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has landed in the Chinese city of Harbin, home to a large Russian population. He is visiting a China-Russia trade fair today to underscore the strength of economic links between the countries. It comes a day after meetings between Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping, where they praised their deep ties. Putin said they also spoke about Ukraine, adding that both leaders wanted to find a political resolution to the war. This is Putin's first international visit since the start of his fifth presidential term following an election where he ran virtually unopposed. Russia has looked to China as a lifeline as it faces hundreds of sanctions from the U.S. and its Western allies that aim to cripple Moscow's war machine. Beijing has been accused of aiding Moscow's war by supplying technology and components, but China says none of this is legal and has commercial applications. At least 12 people were killed and several others injured Thursday due to lightning in India's eastern state of West Bengal, officials said. The casualties in the lightning strikes were reported in Malda district, about 327 km north of Kolkata, the capital city of West Bengal. Officials said all the victims were outside their houses working in orchards and fields when the lightning struck them. Every year, with the onset of monsoon season, hundreds die in lightning incidents in India. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Kosi and Madhes province, along with the hilly regions of rest of the province, and mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. At present, there is a partial influence of western wind as well as local air in the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Dahal and Speaker Ghimire hold meetings to end Parliament deadlock. Prime Minister Dahal to take vote of confidence on May 20. And Russian President Vladimir Putin to participate at China-Russia trade fair in Harbin City of China. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.